A small town with a lighthouse sits on an ocean shore. On the outskirts, on a rise, is an old mansion. It's abandoned, with a dried-up fountain in the front yard. A woman steps onto the grounds. Raising a wooden stake, she drives it into the ground. With a mallet, she pounds it in deeper. The stake has a sign on it, for sale. The woman walks away, leaving the massive, decrepit mansion with the sign in front of it. Later, outside a backyard greenhouse, a purple ghost symbol appears on a phone, which is picked up in a workshop.
We've got a sighting.
The girl turns to a boy, the same age.
Ghost patrol time.
A little dog jumps out of its bed and runs in a circle. The girl with purple stripes in her dark hair runs across the room. While she gets a backpack with the same ghost symbol, the boy opens a locker where a vest with pockets hangs. The girl packs the backpack with devices, while other equipment, including a camera, are picked up. A garage door opens to reveal the boy and girl on their bikes wearing helmets. The dog sits in the girl's basket on the front. They look at the boy, who wears glasses, and they head off. Outside the greenhouse, the older woman who called paces in front of a man and woman. She smiles when she spots the kids riding up.
It's in there! It's in there!
The ghost? You saw it?
I heard it. I felt its presence, its very being. And then I could sense it coming toward me. Its ghostly vapor reaching out.
The kids smile.
And then what did you do? Are you kidding? I got my aura out of there. I'm not sticking around where there's a ghost.
You did the right thing. We'll take it from here. Let's go, Spence.
Hold it, Gabby. We need to scan for evidence of paranormal activity and see if there's any fluctuations in the magnetic, electric, and atmospheric energy levels.
Let me know how that works out for you. Come on, Spooky!
Holding a little box, Spence follows Gabby and Spooky into the greenhouse, shutting the door behind them.
Hello?
Gabby looks up at plants on tables and shelves, then down at an empty flower pot, which she steps over.
Here, ghosty, ghosty, ghosty. Come out, wherever you are.
As Gabby and Spence keep looking up around the plants, Spooky sniffs the floor, then growls ahead of him.
Good boy, Spooky.
She pets him as Spence checks his little box.
Atmospheric readings are abnormal. Definitely temperature fluctuations.
We've got a ghost!
No, we've got a reading, which could be caused by the greenhouse conditions.
Or by a ghost. Check this out. A ghost whistle. I just got it yesterday. It's supposed to disturb the spirits.
Spooky shakes, and Spence puts his hands over his ears. So do the people outside.
Okay, that's disturbing everyone.
They peek around the table and find a potted plant smashed on the floor. Spence takes a photo and checks it.
I don't see anything.
So our ghost is invisible. But not for long. I'll dust it and bust it.
Then I'll zap it and trap it. Oh, yeah.
They both hold devices like space ray guns. They step closer to the fallen plant, checking all around. They turn and watch more potted plants falling from a shelf.
It's headed for the door! I got it!
She fires a blue ball from her ray gun. They all run from the greenhouse, meeting Mrs. Choi and the others.
Ooh.
Spence holds his ray gun.
What's that?
My ghost zapper. It disrupts magnetic energy. If the ghost tries to escape, this will hold it in place. At least that's what it's supposed to do.
Say cheese, you slimy spirit.
Gabby aims her phone camera as a cat covered in blue emerges from the greenhouse. It sits licking its paw.
Oh, there you are, you naughty kitty. Where have you been?
Mrs. Choi picks it up.
Miss Whiskers has been missing for over a week. Oh, this is much better than finding a ghost. Thank you so much, Ghost Patrol.
The man and woman clap. The woman holds up a phone.
Say cheese.
She takes a photo, then walks away with the man and Mrs. Choi.
They once found an armadillo in my pantry.
Gabby aims her camera again at the greenhouse doorway as Spence checks his readings.
Environmental readings are back to normal.
He walks away. But Spooky stays at Gabby's feet, growling at the greenhouse before looking up to her. The blue smoke fades away, and Gabby lowers the phone.
Come on, Spooky.
Riding their bikes again.
Well, that didn't turn out the way we thought. Again.
Oh, come on! Didn't you get great data? And weren't the readings out of the ordinary?
Yeah, but not because of a ghost.
Hey, just because we found a cat doesn't mean there wasn't a ghost in there, too.
Well...
Exactly. So you agree that there could have been a ghost there.
Did I? Based on the evidence, I'd have to say...
Gabby and Spooky smile at him.
Maybe.
And that's the third maybe this month! We're closing in on those ghosts.
On a phone screen, an older boy checks his hair. He touches the screen and a girl the same age appears.
Marco, the ghost patrol struck again.
The photo of them with the cat is shown.
They're so busted!
The girl is standing next to Marco.
Guys?
They look up to find the ghost patrol in front of them.
Oh, hey, baby brother. Saw you found a big, scary cat. Ooh!
What a catastrophe. Looks like you really blew it.
Spence and Gabby walk their bikes past and into the driveway.
Bet your feline pretty silly right about now.
Marco, you have a hair out of place.
He checks in a car window.
Seriously, could you dweebs get any lamer? Hashtag embarrassing.
She texts.
Harper, aren't you even the least bit curious about supernatural phenomena?
Sure. I'm curious how I can be so cool but related to someone who's so not.
Sis, why don't you two just admit there's no such thing as ghosts? Even I know that.
A woman carries boxes out of the house.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mrs. Flores.
Hello, Gabriella. Hi, Spence.
She sets down the three boxes.
Find any ghosts today?
No, I guess not.
None that we can prove, anyway.
Maybe next time.
Unlikely.
Marco.
Sorry, Mom, but I just can't with this ghost stuff. It's so embarrassing. I'm losing followers.
Come on, Marco. Let's just go. Bye, Mrs. Flores. Bye, Cat Patrol.
Harper and Marco leave.
Mom, you and Dad believe in ghosts, right?
She puts the boxes
well,
in the car.
I do agree there are things in this world that we can't explain. Like my boss deciding to put Geist Manor back on the market. And that if I want to keep my job, I'm the one who has to sell it.
What's the problem? Geist Manor's the coolest building in town. It's practically a historical landmark.
They look at a flyer.
It's got everything. It's old, it's creepy, and it's probably chock full of ghosts.
Ghosts? In a house I'm supposed to sell.
Unsubstantiated. We've never actually been inside.
Yet.
Don't even think about it. I have enough to worry about. Like trying to sell a house that has bad plumbing, faulty electricity, and a roof that leaks. Along with trying to sell all the other houses on the list.
She shuts the car.
You can do it, Mom. You can sell water to a fish. Or something like that.
Oh, thanks, sweetie. I try. Maybe what the house needs is just a little TLC.
She slumps.
A lot of TLC. A dump truck of TLC.
That night.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to Gabby's.
Okay, not too late, please.
He runs next door to the garage, finding Gabby watching TV. Spooky sleeps nearby.
Sawmill. Will we find the spirit of old man Mackenzie?
Watching Ghost Search again?
Yeah, I don't know why. They never find any.
She stands up.
But I know they're out there.
Spence scratches Spooky.
How do you know? I mean, a lot of people say they see ghosts, but no one's ever been able to prove it.
Right. And?
Think about it. Every picture anyone has ever taken of a ghost is either out of focus or so badly shot you can't tell what it is.
Exactly! That means we could be the first to get definitive photographic evidence.
She throws the camera to Spence.
I would love that. But I have to wonder why we always come close to seeing a ghost, but don't.
Because of the conspiracy.
Not this again.
Just like Area 51. They've had alien spacecraft for decades, but they won't let anyone see them.
She closes alien photos into a drawer.
Of course they'd be hiding ghosts from us.
And they are?
The government. It's always the government.
And you're basing your theory on?
Gut instinct.
Well, that's scientific.
Hey, when you're right, you're right.
We'll see.
Later, in another yard, they peek around a corner toward a tree. Spence signals to head for it, and they do, followed by Spooky. They startle as something with wings flies above them. Their ray guns drawn, it drops down and hangs between them. It's a kite. Its string snaps and it falls. Elsewhere, walking on a sidewalk, Spooky stops and growls. Gabby and Spence look to see a trash can. Under the cracked open lid, there are a couple of small circular objects moving back and forth, like eyeballs. Gabby motions to be quiet as they creep up to it. With a stick, they nudge the lid off. They peer inside. They look more closely, then run as a bunch of bugs fly out. Later, they poke their heads up into an attic where an old cabinet shakes. They step up to it. Gabby reaches for the handle. Dozens of bats stream out as they fall over. They sit up. Later, riding their bikes.
It was bats. Again.
But who put them there?
I don't know.
The government? Ha ha.
Maybe Harper and Marco are right. We're just wasting our time.
Gabby breaks heart. Spooky falls forward in the basket.
Look!
They both look in awe. It's Geist Manor.
Your mom's sign. Yeah, so?
Not that. In the window. I just saw something that looked ghostly.
Probably just a curtain blowing in the wind. Or a cat.
Hey, I know what I saw.
Gabby, maybe you want to see a ghost so badly you're making yourself... Huh?
A figure walks by a window.
Wait, I just saw two!
Second floor, third window on the left?
Yes! It looked kind of...
ghostly?
Let's go!
A front door slowly opens and they peek inside. A huge chandelier hangs over two grand staircases in the foyer. Still in the doorway, Spence turns on his evaluator, using it to scan the area.
Definitely atmospheric disturbances. And the electromagnetic energy is spiking.
Yes! I knew this place was haunted.
You think every place is haunted.
Now I'm right.
Gabby...
They go inside.
We haven't even found anything.
Spooky sniffs the floor. Gabby takes a photo of the chandelier. They turn to find the front door closed.
Tell me that was the wind.
What is it, Spooky?
The dog runs to the bottom of the right-hand staircase and looks up. They follow Spooky up the curved staircase, looking around. On the next floor, they head down a big hallway.
This place is huge.
And so creepy.
Don't you love it?
They hurry on. Gabby opens a door and they look inside at a study with a wall of bookshelves, a desk, and a chair. Gabby and Spence go inside. Spooky sniffs the floor ahead of them. Sniffing under an old rug, he sneezes, tumbling backward. A rocking chair rocks with no one in it. And a painting over a fireplace tilts.
Who's he?
Spence rubs dust off a nameplate.
Colonel Walter Geist. Oh, he's the guy who built this place.
Geist frowns with a monocle and a bushy mustache.
My guess is he wasn't a people person.
Spooky steps toward the fireplace. They wince and look behind them.
Cold wind. Definitely a sign.
Spence checks his evaluator as they cross the room to two tall doors.
Energy levels are rising.
Listen!
Something's coming!
Get your camera ready!
He does as she gets out her ghost tagger. Spooky bares his teeth. A door opens. She fires and he shoots at Mrs. Flores. She stands in the doorway with a couple, the man sporting a hipster mustache. She crosses her arms and they all stare.
Oh, hi, Mom. I think we're in trouble.
You think?
Oh, I'm so sorry about this, but oh, nothing to worry about. It's just my daughter, Gabriella, and her friend, Spence. I'm sure this comes right off.
She tries brushing the powder off the woman, then turns to Gabby.
It does come off, right?
Oh, yeah. It washes right off. Right, Spence?
Of course. It's just a blue basin and non-toxic powder. It should come right out.
He rubs the man's sleeve.
In theory.
It helps us see ghosts.
Ghosts?
What? No. Of course not. There aren't any ghosts. I mean, ghosts don't even exist.
The couple leaves.
So that's a no on this one? Okay, I'll call you later and set up a time to show you that cute bungalow. Oh, you're gonna love it.
She slumps and turns back into the study.
Gabriella Estella Sylvia Flores.
Mom, we were on the trail of a ghost.
She just stares at her.
We saw it through the window.
Chandelier shut.
And then the door shut.
And the chair was rocking.
And the room got super cold.
Look at these readings.
He checks his evaluator.
Oh, man, it's got powder all over it.
I know the feeling.
Sorry we ruined your sale, Mom.
You didn't ruin the sale, honey. They weren't going to buy it anyway, and I can't blame them. It'll cost three times as much to fix than what it's worth.
Books fall from the shelves, and Gabby and Spence look at each other.
I know.
Another falls, and Mrs. Flores puts her hand on her face. Spooky sniffs around her feet, then looks up toward the fireplace.
Come on.
Gabby's mom walks off.
Let's go home.
She leaves the study, and the ghost patrol follows.
Huh?
Stopping in the doorway, Gabby and Spence look back inside.
Gabriella! Spencer! Let's go!
They back out, and the door closes on the empty room. Back home, Harper and Marco video using a phone as Mrs. Flores walks toward them.
We're sorry, Mrs. Flores, but you gotta admit, it's pretty funny.
Just don't put me on the internet.
She heads into the house.
What's the point then?
You're lucky Mom won't let us post this, or it would have gone way viral.
But we really saw a ghost this time.
Oh yeah? Got pictures?
Well,
Thought so. Pics or it didn't happen.
Because if you two ever did see a ghost, you'd be so scared, you'd be like...
They run in circles, waving their arms.
I'm so scared!
Marco pretends to faint as Harper catches him.
Look, when we find a ghost, not only will we not be scared, but you two will have to apologize and admit you've been wrong this whole time!
Gabby storms into the house.
Yeah!
Spence follows her as Harper struggles to hold up Marco.
No!
She drops him. Spooky steps up to him. Then turns away, kicking dust at him before joining the others.
Sounds like a challenge to me. What do you say we find out how brave they really are?
He stands.
Sure! How?
We'll help them find a ghost.
A bug flies into her mouth.
Help! Bug! Bug!
Seeing Marco videoing her, she snatches the phone.
Hey.
He follows her away. In the house.
You have to work?
Can't be helped, sweetie. I've got an open house.
At night?
It's the only time these buyers are available. Plus, I've got to go over some contracts at the office and post another listing. Dinner's on the counter.
Spooky sleeps nearby. She kisses Gabby's cheek.
I won't be too late.
Bye-bye! See ya.
You want to watch a movie?
Another ghost story?
Of course.
Gabby answers her phone.
Ghost Patrol! Haunted? We can help.
Oh, Ghost Patrol! Oh, thank goodness I found you! I've just seen a ghost!
Really? You saw it?
She goes to speaker.
Oh, yes, absolutely! I saw it with my own two eyes!
It's Marco.
It was right in front of me! It gave me such a fright!
Can you describe the aberration?
Harper is there, too.
Well, it was a little red and sometimes it itches.
Harper covers Marco's mouth.
He means describe the ghost.
Well, it was, it's hard to say. It was...
Harper holds out her arms.
Big.
How big?
This big.
He holds out his arms and Harper face palms. She mimes flying.
It was... dancing?
She flutters her hands.
I mean... flying! Yeah, I saw it fly into the old guy's mansion!
The mansion appears as viewed outside. Later, Harper taps her phone while sitting on a pool table in a large room.
Just gonna make a little adjustment.
Are you sure this is gonna scare them?
The playback from her phone knocks Marco over.
I love you, phone.
Standing, Marco uses his phone to check his reflection.
My hair!
He squirts gel into his hand.
Oh, yeah. This is gonna work. We're definitely gonna scare those dweebs if we stick to the plan.
Plan?
We've been over this! When they come into the room, you pull this wire...
She pulls it, and fake ghouls with a skeleton swing down from the ceiling.
And we jump out wearing those costumes.
White sheets.
And we scare the stuffing out of them. Then we post the video so everyone can see what babies the Ghost Patrol are. It'll go viral for sure.
All right.
They fist bump. But as she steps away, Harper turns to scan the room, which has an armchair, an old Victrola record player, and another fireplace. She shrugs and walks away. The Ghost Patrol rides up to Geist Manor. With Spooky in tow, they jump off their bikes and head up the front steps.
Major fluctuations in atmospheric energy. Electromagnetic frequencies are off the charts.
Looks like our ghost is back.
Harper and Marco watch from an upper floor window.
Right on time. Spence actually thinks that piece of junk is gonna tell him something.
A flashlight floats behind them.
Plan in motion.
Marco reaches for his flashlight on a table.
Where's my flashlight?
He shrugs and walks off. Gabby and Spence open the mansion's front doors.
What's wrong?
I just thought of something. What if it's an evil ghost out to exact its revenge?
What are you getting at?
Maybe the reason no one's ever been able to prove the existence of ghosts is that no one's ever lived to tell the tale.
Maybe you watch too many scary movies.
They walk into the foyer. As they look around, Harper and Marco watch from the upper balcony railing. Spooky sniffs the floor.
Anybody home?
They look up as the chandelier moves again.
I'd say that's a yes.
Gabby takes a photo.
Hello?
Are you a friendly ghost?
A string above them moves as Marco shakes the chandelier.
Is that a yes or a no?
Shrugging, Gabby gets out her ghost whistle. Marco and Harper cover their ears, but Harper's still able to play her recording. Harper's sound effect emanates from a speaker high up in a corner. Gabby and Spencer approach the staircase.
It's coming from upstairs.
They look around, and so do Harper and Marco, who asks,
"What was that?"
Probably just an echo.
The ghost patrol walks away from the stairs.
They're going the wrong way!
Harper plays her sound.
Now it's upstairs again.
They head back to the stairs. Harper and Marco walk away, Harper with a box and Marco with candles on a fishing pole. The box sprays fog through the hallway, and soon after, the kids enter the same hallway.
Some kind of ghost vapor. It must have just been here.
A pitcher of smoke isn't going to prove anything. We need the ghost.
Spencer points at a floating candlestick. They peer down the hall at the object, which is revealed to be dangled by Marco standing around the corner using his fishing pole. Marco hurries away with Harper just as the ghost patrol rounds the corner, who find nothing but an empty balcony. Meanwhile, Harper and Marco run into the game room.
This is going to be good. Spray some more of that fake fog.
He does, as a ghostly trail floats by above unnoticed. Harper works to set up a tripwire.
What are you doing? Don't tell them to leave. We haven't done the big scare yet.
I didn't say anything.
Marco.
Marco backs toward Harper, her back turned. He pokes her shoulder.
I said,
outside, on the balcony.
That's concerning.
We've got it on the run!
They all spring forward. Meanwhile, Harper and Marco scoot under the pool table to the windows.
Leave this place!
Oh, we're trying!
They run out of the game room. Through another set of doors, Gabby runs in and stumbles over the tripwire. Spence and Spooky do the same. The fake ghouls and skeleton drop from the ceiling. Gabby looks up.
Wait a minute.
She turns and spots the tripwire as they get up to inspect the dangling skeleton.
It's plastic.
And hardly a ghost.
In the hallway, Marco and Harper struggle to find an open door. Finally, finding one, they rush through.
Hey, I don't think this is the way out.
Shh!
In the game room, Gabby switches off the skeleton.
Speakers.
Here's the floating candle.
And our mysterious mist. The only thing missing is bed sheets with the eye holes cut out.
Like these?
Hanging from the wall.
I can't believe I let this fake stuff scare me. Who would do that?
Spooky holds the hair gel.
Here's a clue.
Gabby sniffs it.
Harper and Marco.
So they were the ones who called us.
We fell for it.
We should have known it was too good to be
behind
true.
Them, an old man floats out from the fireplace.
Really, really hoping that this time we were going to see an actual ghost.
Oh.
They turn around. Gazing up at the curling shape of the ghostly figure wearing a military jacket and monocle.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
The ghost shakes its head.
I beg your pardon?
Harper, Marco, the joke's over. We're not falling for this obviously fake ghost.
But who are you calling fake, you disrespectful whippersnappers?
Whippersnappers?
Spooky's muzzle curves into a smile.
Yes, whippersnappers, you miniature malcontents.
At least this thing looks better than that plastic skeleton. It looks almost authentic.
I'm sure it's just a film projection or something.
It looks like they forgot the bottom half.
The bottom curl gets around Spooky's neck. He runs to the kids and snarls back at the ghost.
Spooky, don't be scared. He's just a movie.
I am the ghost of Colonel Walter Buford Geist.
Oh, yeah?
Well, if you are a ghost, prove it.
Like this?
His body disappears and his head floats upside down. Gabby and Spence yawn. His head disappears. Then he reappears and flies around them.
Lame.
He disappears again, and Spooky begins to levitate in the air.
Hey, whoa, Spooky, calm down.
Spence scans him with the evaluator.
See, Spooky? There's nothing. That's weird.
Waves appear on his device. Spence taps on it, and his eyes go wide.
Gabby? This is a real ghost.
Uh-huh. You're sure?
The ghost reappears, holding Spooky.
Yep.
I told you.
He set Spooky down.
No!
They both grin.
Awesome!
Cool!
The pair high-fives.
You're not frightened?
Sorry, Gurnal. You picked the wrong kids to scare.
We're the Ghost Patrol. And we're about to be the first to get photographic proof that ghosts exist!
They start taking photos of him.
Stop! Stop that! Cease! Don't! You heard me! Cease and desist!
Gabby takes a selfie of all of them.
I said stop at this instant!
Geist grabs the phones.
No photographs!
But that's our proof!
You're not going to prove anything to anyone!
He tries to open Gabby's phone.
That's embarrassing! How does one get the film out of these devices?
Film? Dude, no one's used film in like 100 years.
More like 20.
Same thing.
Then I must confiscate your camera.
He disappears, and the cameras float away.
That's ours!
Get those back!
Geist takes them into the fireplace and up the chimney. Gabby and Spence kneel to peer in.
Let's go.
Gabby gets up with their weapons, and Spence and Spooky follow her into the hallway.
Down here!
Running down a hall, they burst into another empty room.
Find him, Spooky.
In the study, Spooky heads for the fireplace under Geist's portrait and paws at the wall.
I told you to leave this place.
They spin and Gabby fires her ghost tagger. The blue powder hits Geist, but he reappears unaffected by it.
Did you really expect that to work?
Aw, come on!
Hey, where are the cameras?
I have hidden them and I am not going to tell you where.
Give them back!
Never!
Then you ask for it. This might sting a little.
Spence fires his ghost zapper, and Geist shakes.
Stop! Stop that tickles!
Yes, yours doesn't work either.
Still sniffing by the fireplace, Spooky sneezes, throwing himself against its back wall. Lights begin to flicker as Gabby and Spence turn toward the fireplace. It slides up, revealing a secret room beyond. The kids head inside the hidden chamber. Behind them, Geist keeps giggling off the effects of Spence's zapper. The room is full of strange old devices.
Stop! Get away from there!
They walk past towering cabinets. Spence spots a contraption made from a brass horn.
What is this thing?
This must be worth a fortune.
Gabby turns to a fancy handbag with a handle. As she reaches for it...
Do not touch that!
Geist flies in as Gabby holds up the bag.
What? This?
Hand that over! Now!
Sure. Just give us our cameras back.
No!
Then no back at you!
I'm warning you!
You know, Gabby, there must be something very valuable in there.
I wonder what it could be.
She opens a latch and the bag shakes.
Whatever you do, do not open that!
He also holds the handle. Eyes peek out from it. They throw the bag at Geist, but something flies out. A six-eyed creature with sharp teeth and its brain in a bubble. It turns to Spooky, who goes quiet and runs. The creature turns back to Gabby and Spence, as big as their heads. Setting down the bag, Geist flies toward them. The creature slowly comes closer to Gabby, who can just stare blankly at it. The creature rears up, then lunges toward Gabby. It's pulled into the wide opening of a rifle device held by Geist.
Was that real enough foil?
What was that thing?
And what is that?
The rifle.
My demon hunting equipment.
Say what now?
Geist looks downward.
Since my death, I was recruited as a member of the Eternal Guardsmen, an organization that protects the living from demons and keeps our existence a secret.
Gabby smiles.
I knew it! There is a conspiracy! Did the government recruit you?
I am not at liberty to say.
She does a little dance.
You just made her day. So you're ghosts who hunt ghosts?
Ghosts? I am a ghost.
He picks up the bag.
Are phantasms. Demons who manifest nightmares and feed on fear.
He shoots a phantasm back into the bag.
Oh, that was pretty intense.
Oh, what you just witnessed was nothing. A phantasm can enter through your eyes, taking control of your brain to make you see your darkest fears.
Whoa!
Yikes.
Then they both grin.
We have to get a picture.
What? What? You wanted to see a real ghost? Well, now that you have, you must go.
Find the cameras. They've got to be around here somewhere.
The pair runs out.
Am I not here? Can you not see me? Am I invisible?
In a hallway, a door opens slightly. Marco and Harper hold their phones through the crack.
The coast is clear.
They creep out, just as the ghost patrol runs up from behind. They all fall to the floor. Marco checks his hair using his phone.
Marco, let me use your phone.
Hey!
You owe me after that prank you pulled.
Good thinking. Call your cell and we can follow the ringtone.
Technology 1, crusty old ghost 0.
Ghost?
Shh! They all stand still, listening.
Thanks, bro!
Tossing back the phone.
That's my cue to leave.
Gabby leads.
Take me with you!
Entering the game room, Gabby and Spencer look around. Spence runs to a window ledge.
Got him.
They go to a bench under the window. Spence opens the lid of the bench and smiles. He finds the phone and camera and takes them out.
Oh, yes!
Oh, no!
Outside, Gabby spots her mom by the for sale sign.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me!
Well, your mom said nobody wanted to buy this place. What are the chances anyone's gonna show up?
Cars pull up.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, Colonel Geist floats along the landing above the foyer.
What fresh nuisance is this?
He flies to a window and looks down at Mrs. Flores waving to the new arrivals. He flies across the foyer and right through Harper and Marco as they get to the top of the stairs. They look up.
Are you two still here?
They run off down a hallway. Outside, four people walk toward Mrs. Flores.
Oh, hello. Thank you for coming. Right this way. Thank you so much.
Mrs. Choi.
Oh, I have just got to find a new place to live. My current house has... ghosts.
She follows the others to the front doors, and Mrs. Flores trails behind, carrying a clipboard.
Interesting.
The ghost patrol watches from the games room window.
We better get some photos before Mom knows we're here.
They hurry out to the hallway and along the landing. Guy spots them.
Come on!
Meanwhile, Harper and Marco run into the study and catch their breath. She notices light sparkling from the secret room. Smiling, they step inside.
Whoa! Look at all this stuff! How much do you think it's worth?
Hey!
He picks up the bag.
What's this?
Geist and the Ghost Patrol run into the study and get to the secret room. Marco opens the latch.
Don't open that bag!
More phantasms fly out, circling overhead. They fly around Geist. One flies past Marco and knocks down some weapons from a display case. Harper ducks from one flying by. Spooky hides behind Gabby's legs as another smashes a display case. Gabby and Spence duck.
Harper, look out!
She looks up, and a phantasm flies straight at her. It goes into her eyes, which turn red, while her vision is filled with all types of insects. A phantasm flies by.
It's a nightmare! Only she can see it! The more fear they create, the more they multiply!
The phantasms duplicate.
Harper! Yeah!
Harper and Marco run out of the room, chased by the phantasms. Geist picks up his weapon and aims, but the creatures flee. Gabby and Spence look up at Geist, who scowls at them, a hand on his hip.
Happy now.
In the foyer.
I present to you Geist Manor.
Three of the guests, a woman, a man in a cowboy hat, and a man with a goatee, look around. The woman slides a finger through the dust on a pillar.
Oh, my.
Oh, sure, it needs a little updating, but this house has been here for nearly 200 years. You would be owning a piece of history.
They all look up.
Oh, I'm sure that's just the house settling.
Harper and Marco run down a hall, chased by multiplying phantasms.
Get off! Get him off! Why won't you help me?
What are you talking about? I don't see anything.
He does see the phantasm speeding toward them. They duck as they fly by.
Hey, watch the hair!
As Marco checks his phone, a phantasm flies at him and into his eyes, which turn red. Checking his hair again, he sees himself bald.
My hair's gone! My beautiful, beautiful
hair! In the secret room.
Oh, this is a disaster! They won't stop until they scare the life out of every single person. Once they're done with this manor, they'll take over the town, then the country, then the world!
Gabby looks down, then up.
We can help!
She motions to Spence, who takes a step forward.
Yeah.
Do you really think two ragamuffins and an overgrown squirrel are any match for these phantasms?
But we can't just let those demon brains take over!
And we've been ghost hunting for a long time.
Mr. Geist, we need to make this right.
Well, if you're truly bound and determined, I...
They smile at him.
Come with me!
In the foyer.
They don't make banisters like this anymore.
The goateed man walks away. They all watch Harper and Marco running down the stairs.
Well, Marco, what are you doing here?
I'm bald. Follically challenged. I'm bald! Bald!
Harper, what's he talking about?
Creepy... crawlies! They're everywhere! 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 I can't take it! I can't take it!
The guests look up and their mouths open as the phantasms swoop down.
Ghosts! There are ghosts in this house!
Monsters speed past Marco, Harper, and Mrs. Flores and fly around the guests. Some multiply, then chase Harper and Marco. A phantasm flies into the man wearing the cowboy hat.
Aunt Lulabelle! No kissy-kissy!
A phantasm heads for Mrs. Flores, who ducks, but it rears up and... it flies into her. Upstairs, Spooky wears a leather helmet with bulbs and a horn on top. Gabby and Spence carry other weapons.
These extractors, each in their unique way, can immobilize and capture the phantasms.
Okay, perfect.
However, they are completely harmless to the living.
Harmless, gotcha. Ready?
No.
They head down a hall. As a phantasm chases Mrs. Choi in the foyer, Gabby and Spence get to the top of the stairs. Gabby slides down a curved banister, landing in the foyer.
Party's over, fish brains!
Out of her trombone weapon comes a stick with a net.
We're toast.
Watch out!
He starts his horn weapon, which is a vacuum. He struggles to hang on as it pulls at paintings on a wall. A vase is pulled off a table and sucked into it, knocking him over.
At least yours does something! What am I supposed to do?
Another stick with a net pops out, accidentally catching a phantasm that pulls Gabby around. Spooky is still upstairs, scratching. He looks up to find a phantasm. It dives at him, and he lowers his head. The horn on his head fires a ray that stops the phantasm. It's pulled into Geist's weapon.
Good squirrel.
Geist flies off. Geist reaches the top of the stairs and looks down on the chaos in the foyer. He heads down. Gabby turns a crank on her weapon, and the net pulls the phantasm in. She stops. Spooky slides down the banister as three more phantasms are grabbed by Geist's weapon. Spence tries to wedge the vase out of his weapon and falls over when he does. A phantasm gets sucked into it. Gabby holds out her hand to pull him up, and they fist bump.
All right.
That was good. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Geist pulls in another phantasm, and Gabby looks at Spence. Another phantasm chases the woman. Three chase the goateed man, who leaps behind a chair. Mrs. Flores holds her head. Gabby runs to her.
If no one buys this house, I'll lose my job. Our whole family will be run out of town. Oh, we'll have to eat worms to survive. Oh, what kind of mother would I be?
Mom, that doesn't even make sense.
Please, don't let my family eat worms.
Meanwhile,
beautiful hair. No.
Ew.
Gabby and Spence spot Marco and Harper.
There's got to be a way to help them.
Colonel Geist said our weapons don't have any effect on the living.
She fires a net at Marco, knocking him down.
Try yours.
He aims his vacuum at Harper and sucks the phantasm out of her. It goes into the vacuum. He gets out Marco's phantasm, too. Marco checks his phone and stands.
I just had the worst dream ever.
No, I did.
Marco sees his hair again.
I missed you so much.
They point behind Gabby and Spence, who turn.
Incoming!
Some phantasms dive toward them. Gabby and Spencer bag a couple.
Whoa.
Marco and Harper duck from the others.
We take back everything we ever said about the Ghost Patrol.
Ghosts are real.
Absolutely, completely real.
You guys are the coolest.
Ghost Patrol rocks.
We'll never make fun of you again.
Anything you want us to do to make it up to you, just name it.
Anything, anything at all.
A little help would be nice. We'll handle the phantasms, and you show people the door.
You got it, little brother.
We're on it.
They run.
And don't let the phantasms get you again.
No problem.
Marco covers his eyes, but trips and falls. The goateed man swims along the floor and outside.
No, I can't swim. The water, it will ruin my...
His phantasm gets pulled out and into Geist's weapon.
This is not the house you're looking for. You should just leave.
He goes back in the house as the man stands.
I don't think this is the house I'm looking for. I should just leave.
Inside.
Help! Help! Oh, help!
Spence aims at Mrs. Choi, but nothing comes out of her.
Mrs. Choi, you're okay. You're not possessed.
I know. I was feeling left out.
And the square footage gives you plenty of room for a growing family.
Mrs. Flores pleads with a phantasm who duplicates as the man in the cowboy hat runs by.
No more lip gloss! No!
Spence watches him, then aims his vacuum. The phantasm gets sucked out.
Hey!
Ahead of the man, Marco and Harper open the front doors and beckon him. He runs outside with the woman, who's also back to normal, and Mrs. Choi. Harper and Marco lean against the doors.
So, want to go to the mall and never speak of this again?
They walk away from Geist Manor. In the foyer, a phantasm roars at Gabby, who scowls back. It dives at her, but she dodges. When it flies around, she nets it and pulls it in. Spence watches another fly around him and dive. He uses his vacuum to pull himself up and over the phantasm. Landing on the floor, he turns and aims at the phantasm, which gets sucked in.
You kids have become quite adept.
Thanks.
I think...
Won't anybody buy this house?
They all gather around Mrs. Flores. Gabby runs to her as Spence aims. He sucks the phantasm out.
Are you okay?
Holding her head, peering at Geist.
Is that a ghost?
Mom, this is Colonel Geist. Colonel, this is my mom.
I thought all this ghost stuff was in your imagination.
I assure you, madam, I'm quite a reality.
So that's it? We got them all?
Spooky sniffs around. Then smiles and nods. Gabby steps to him. She holds up her phone, and Spencer takes out his camera.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Hitting delete.
We're taking out the film.
But why?
Because it's the right thing to do. Plus, we love a good conspiracy.
Thank you. You did admirable work today. Might you consider a permanent partnership?
Teaming up with a ghost?
Oh, we are so in!
Spooky barks and smiles.
Well, Our first order of business is what to do with that for sale sign outside.
Why don't you buy the house?
Yeah, with all those antiques and jewels you got upstairs, you've got to be loaded.
I would, if it weren't for the fact that I'm not alive.
Actually, Colonel, I can help you with that. I can set up a partnership in the name of the Ghost Patrol.
Yes!
You, of course, would be a invisible partner.
Well, I'm intrigued, madam.
I see this as the perfect location for the new headquarters. We could start fixing it up, modernize the decor.
He follows her away, up the stairs.
So, turns out you were right all along.
Gabby smirks.
About what?
The conspiracy.
What conspiracy?
Spooky looks up at both of them.
Right.
Spence mimes zipping his lips and throwing away a key. They fist bump.
Yeah.
Ghost Patrol. Credits. Audio description provided by Finale Post Production. Voices: Lily Bedouin, Gabby Flores, Travis Turner, Spence Avery, Vincent Tong, Marco Flores, Texan, Shannon Chan Kent, Harper Avery, Aunt Lulabelle, Scott McNeil, Colonel Geist, Pompous Artiste, Mr. Avery, Kathleen Barr, Spooky, Mrs. Choi, Cat, Nicole Oliver, Ms. Flores, Rich Woman. Editor: Zachary Kerr Holden. Voice casting and direction: Terry Clausen.